That completes our agenda for this evening. Mr. Lang, do you have anything else for the good of the order?
Only reminder that because of the November holidays, we meet again next Wednesday for purpose of...
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Or Thursday, I'm sorry, Thursday for a special meeting.
3 to 5.
To discuss site plans and other business.
That's 3 o'clock, right?
And then the 19th for public hearing.
Public hearings.
Mr.? I will be absent on the 19th. My wife has a doctor's appointment in Baltimore.
All right then.
Mr. Lang, would you be kind enough to repeat for Mr. Robertson's benefit the, about where the ordinances that you and I discussed prior to tonight's meeting, where that stands with the list and Mr. Everett Moore?
Mr. Baker has again copied basically the same list we've had about ordinances that haven't been done.
Is that the one that Rick had sort of summarized with who had what?
It's a list of those 1723, right. And it breaks down to some that have been acted on, right, even prior to the adoption of the comp plan, that related to the comp plan that we're working on it, and some that we're trying to get started to review. If you remember when we first adopted the comp plan and the election is about to take place, and the state plan coordination wasn't sure what they were going to be doing after the election. There wasn't any rush put on us, and it's getting to that point where we're almost going to end up in a rush because the law says 18 months after adoption or endorsement, I guess, of the governor, then we have to have all our ordinances adopted.
Or at least considered. I don't know that it's exactly well, says adopted. I'd say considered. Right.
I met with Everett today with Dave and the historic planner, Dan Parsons, and we discussed the historic ordinance. It's basically a demolition ordinance is what it is, to try to protect historic structures and only referencing the National Registry, not everything else in the world. David's contacted Paul Driscoll to get what he had sent us over the last year or so, so we have the ordinances that he's made suggestions on. They're not actual drafted ordinances, but they're suggestions. So we'll probably start getting little packets of different ordinances. Historic district thing will probably be the first one.
How's our backlog doing these days? Are we, when do you think we might be down to the point where we can start working on ordinances in earnest?
Well, the backlog as far as the public hearings already registered. I told the council a week or so ago that I recounted what we had in our possession that haven't been introduced, and we've actually introduced some of those already for a public hearing, scheduled some of them, so it's even reduced. That if I took all the application that we had and didn't have something that was really controversial where we had to reduce the number of public hearings that we held on a given evening, mm-hmm, we could be done in eight months.
Okay, so
that, but if you look at what the first application is right now that we haven't advertised yet, they've been in the books for 18.
Right.
But the number of applications that we have in total, if we didn't have something that binds us up for time, then we could be done 15 meetings, just 8 months. So 10 months probably. People come in and ask when they apply, tell them a year now.
Depends on the expedited reviews.
It depends if we get slammed with expedited reviews again. But yeah. I'm just saying the numbers that we have. I had... Up until this week, I only had 2 applications since September 4th. That's the last one that was dated that I haven't introduced to council yet.
I mean, is it better to try to squeeze in a few extra?
That's what if we did. We've been doing that for several months by adding one subdivision, a small one, just to get it out of the loop. Or OA Newtons, we just flipped that into one as an add-on. We didn't try it. We didn't expedite it. We just did it because it shouldn't have taken time, and it didn't. So if we know that something's not going to take time, we're trying to add it.
Add another meeting or two, maybe January, February.
Vance still thinks we should have extra meetings, but by adding a couple, we're reducing the number. The difficulty was they expedited. In the last couple of months, you've seen them since you've been on, Marty, that we've had something controversial, and these weren't really controversial, but we've had some controversial every meeting.
Yeah.
And we had to reduce the number because we knew what they were.
Well, realistically,
that really hurt us.
The earliest opportunity we'd have for any extra meetings would be January.
And it's going to depend on when those ordinances are drafted.
Yeah, it's going to be more like March, probably. Yeah. But I think it's something we're going to need to do if we're going to address them and still keep pace with
The one thing I suggested on the historic districts is that it doesn't have to be a zoning issue.
Yeah, because if it's not zoning.
It's a building permit issue is what it is.
Yeah.
And maybe we shouldn't have to have it. Just because it's in the comp plan doesn't mean it has to be.
Have to come to us.
Yeah, right.
It could go to somebody else.
That was going to be my thought.
Engineering, some are DLDOT, some are assessment or whoever, historic planner.
If they're not zoning or subdivision, they don't need to go through the commission.
We don't issue building permits. We approve the zoning portion of a permit.
Yeah.
So.
Well, like
and,
some,
it,
like
and what it does, it's going to take all the National Registry properties. It'll be punched into the computer system. That way they come up when somebody comes in for a permit and they say, we're going to demolish this permit, this unit, then they give the historic planner so many days for a chance to review it before they tear it down, which might create a controversy too, but it may not, because most of those are already registered and the people already know they're trying to protect it.
Well, if we decide to add meetings in January or February, we're going to consider it. Maybe we ought to exchange calendars so we know who's on vacation, who's got meetings and conflicts, so we can avoid, you know, potential conflicts. Or if we're not, then that's fine too.
Well, we
had planned
to do that.
We had planned on having extra meetings starting in September.
Mm-hmm.
But we missed it on the first meeting, and then the return of those applications that were told to be expedited impacted the rest of the hearings until now. So now we're adding typically six hearings. If we can put six hearings on, we're doing six instead of five. And that actually adds up pretty quick. And again, the number, if we could just do all of them, we'd be done in 8 months. I'm sure it'll take longer than that, but it'll probably be a year or so, just because of what we have.
Are we looking at ordinance as far as priority goes? I mean, are they?
There's no real priority. We're trying to say, what can we do to have it done? And I'll put it this way. What we can do, we can get it done fairly reasonably in time and adopt it to show that we are achieving some.
Yeah, we have to
the way it works, just for everybody's benefit. Yeah, what happened with this was that Paul Driscoll's group was working with Rick Kautz to get a lot of these ordinances done. Of course, Rick retired, and then the county attorneys changed, because Jim was working on some, now Everett's working on some. I've reached out to Everett and Patrick Vanderslice, who's been working on those ordinances, to work with them on zoning ones, because I've done a lot of them. So, you know, there's not any priority. Some are done, some are not. You know, it's just they need to be introduced and done.
They're not drafted ordinances.
Not all of them
are.
Yeah.
They're the items that need to be addressed. They need to put into legal format.
Yeah. I mean, there's a list of where they are, though, because I know Rick got it and I got it to Everett, and you know, each one, whether it's thought about, bullet points, ordinance form, whatever. Adopted.
I would say over 50 or 60% of them have been presented to council, and they've discussed them, and that's about as far as it went. And some we went ahead and processed, and they're done. But the numbers, there's more not done than already adopted. So they need to work. And what URDC was obligated to do was just provide us the format, the information that we need to address, and then the attorneys have to put it in legal format so the council can address the issues. We don't want to get into those ordinances where we have to keep hearing them and then adding more, and then because we added more, we got to go back and do it again.
Yeah.
So
get it done right the first time again.
If we were to add a meeting, maybe it would be just a meeting to do ordinances only.
Exactly.
That's the way to do it. Like in
so put a date in there, and if there's none ready, we'll just cancel it, you know. But we probably ought to add a date or two just for ordinances, and then we can just stay focused on them.
But they're not open to public hearing, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are.
They're public hearings.
Okay. We'll get to end up with a workshop session once we get a few ordinances that it can. Commission can review them and give the comments back to council.
That's probably
so maybe they would advertise.
That makes sense to do it because then you've got a date certain that they're going to be discussed so that people are working towards getting them done by that particular date.
Well, they're a public meeting, but they don't participate. It's just it would be us reviewing them.
Yeah.
make an opinion and return back counsel.
For the editorial section of the next.
For a workshop, don't we book for an ordinance?
Yeah, it's a hearing.
No, no, workshop, you would, but, I mean, you do a workshop and you comment based on what's been suggested.
Right.
Return it back to counsel, then they say an introduction, and then we advertise for public.
Because the problem is if you introduce it, and then you have the public hearing, and there's a bunch of changes editorial or not. If it's a substantive change.
You have another hearing.
You gotta go back through the hearing, it's better to get that.
And we had to do that on a couple of them.
I know, I was there.
We still recommended it, but you did not.
Yeah, twice.
But they got it up.
All right, anything else for the good of the order?
Mr. Chairman, I think I sent an email to all the members about the Manicuck Watershed Alliance meeting next Thursday evening. If anyone's available and cares to attend, I think they can be a good resource. They've sent me a lot of valuable information in the past, you know, about the wetlands and certainly the west side of our county certainly has come under some development that they certainly might be of some input to us, valuable input like this Center for Inland Bays has been.
All right, duly noted. Anything else? Stand adjourned. Peace.